Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Megan Gibson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Our Personal Care Applications Manager. And today we're talking about oral care. This is new and exciting,
right? It is, yeah.
So oral care is becoming a big thing in the beauty world.
I would say so.
But we all know why we brush our teeth.
Very important.
But yeah, definitely.
Especially for the people you work with.
You know, they put a breath mint before you came in here. Yeah. So today we're going to talk about formulation number 4048, and it's the gentle toothpaste. And this is a sulfate-free formulation featuring our 100% bio-based Shuganate 160NC, which is sodium lauryl glucosides hydroxypropyl sulfonate. So why did you choose to go with the Shuganate 160NC in this formulation?
Yeah, so first of all, you know, the surfactant is present in a toothpaste for the foam.
Yeah.
You know, it creates the foam for the sensory characteristic, and it also helps, you know, disperse actives around the mouth.
Right.
SLS is a pretty common ingredient that a pretty common surfactant that's used in toothpaste to create that foam, but you know, it can be a little irritating. So in the gentler toothpaste, you might find something like a betaine, but that can have a bad taste. So the Shuganate is a sulfate-free option that is non-irritating. So you know, you get that good foam without the irritation, and it also doesn't have a bad flavor.
Yeah. So how does the foam from Shuganate 160NC compare to that of like an SLS?
So you do have to use, I think, a bit more of the Shuganate to match that foam.
Okay.
So I'd say we're using about twice as much as would typically be used, SLS versus Shuganate. But the foam is good.
And we use Shuganate 160NC in a lot of our formulations for washes and shampoos. So how were we able to determine that it would be good for oral care also?
Yeah, so it has gone through a lot of safety testing to be used in a variety of applications for oral care specifically. I know it was put through two in vitro tests that were, you know, non-animal tests, of course. It was the epi-oral and the epi-gingival. And in both of those tests, it was shown to be non-irritating. And we tested it at, you know, a 4% as supplied, which is what we're doing in this toothpaste here. But we also tested it undiluted, 100% as supplied.
Okay.
And from both of those tests, it came back as non-irritating.
Awesome. So the ingredient list for this formulation is a little long. However, the procedure itself seems pretty straightforward. How difficult would you say that it is to put this formulation together?
Well, it is, you know, a paste, so it does get pretty viscous, and there is a bit of a trick to dispersing the thickening agents in there. So it's using two thickening binding agents, the magnesium aluminum silicate and the sodium carboxymethyl cellulose. So both of those come in a powder form, and they will try to hydrate as soon as you put them into water. So if you try to add them back to back, you know, the second one that you add isn't going to hydrate properly. So what we do here is we add one of them, the magnesium aluminum silicate, into the water first and let that, you know, disperse and hydrate. And then on the side, we premix the glycerin and the cellulose, and we add that premix in afterwards. So then they're able to, you know, both hydrate and you don't get like a chunky mixture.
The glycerin that's in there, is that plant-based?
It is.
Okay. So could you make this formulation without the glycerin or substitute it with something else?
So you do need a humectant in there to prevent it from drying out. And you, as I said, you need it as a processing aid to incorporate the cellulose. So I don't know if you wanted to use less glycerin, that amount isn't necessary. You know, you don't need that full amount to predisperse that cellulose. So you could add more of this back to the sorbitol if you prefer that as a humectant.
Okay. And there's also a sweetener. It's the sodium saccharin and a mint flavoring. Is the sweetener added to help the mint flavoring or just to help the taste overall?
Yeah, I think it's to help the taste overall. It's a pretty standard addition to most toothpaste, okay, as I understand it. We had a pretty experienced consultant that was helping us out with this, mm-hmm, formulation. He knew a lot about toothpaste, and he was acting as our taster as we developed, nice, them. I was trying it myself, of course, but he was the real expert. So he helped out with the levels of flavor and the sweetener, okay, that we put in there.
Could you make it without a sweetener?
I would say so, probably. I mean, you still get the mint flavor coming, right, through.
Yeah. Okay. So Sugonate 160 and C is last on the ingredients list.
Yes. So after you hydrate those gums, then you add your calcium carbonate, which is your abrasive and does, mm-hmm, the majority of the cleaning. And then you add your other ingredients in there, flavors, sweetener, preservative. Right. And then the Sugonate, the surfactant, is added last so that you don't generate, too much foam. Okay. Beforehand, because it is very viscous and you don't want it to get all frothy.
Right.
Right. Cause a big mess.
That would be very good at all. And the consistency, like you were talking about earlier, it's your pretty standard thick white paste. Mm-hmm. Could you alter this formulation to make a gel toothpaste?
We are working on a gel toothpaste. So we're, doing the oral care prototype, right, kit, which you could probably talk about more than I could, marketing. So this formulation or a very similar one will be a part of that. And we're also, mm-hmm, going to do a gel toothpaste.
Right.
So more it's on exciting. That to come. Yes.
All right. This is formulation 4048, the Gentle Toothpaste. It is available for download by visiting our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we are ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Visit colonialchem.com/formulations, and thank you guys for joining us.